This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it is a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show, as we do every week around noon. And for us, we're halfway through this day. For Scott, I don't know how long his day's been going on. It seems like pretty long, because it didn't end. Last night didn't end for a while. 12:50-ish last night. That game ended, unfortunately, a loss to the Phillies. Scott Fransky brought to us by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, good morning, good afternoon, whatever you're feeling right now. How you doing?
I have no idea what I'm feeling right now. Yeah, it was a long night, for sure, for sure. I think we probably all hit our pillows about 5 a.m. Eastern in St. Louis.
I'm sorry, Scott, but what do you do? What do the guys do? Because that was like a 2 or 3 hour late, like just downtime, right? What goes on? How do you stay locked in when you had that much time to wait for the game to start back up?
You know, you kind of wander around and talk to a lot of people in the press box, you know. Call home, do Cardinals prep. I mean, you know, you literally you just kind of hang out, you know, and just wait for the game to restart. There's not a whole lot you can do. It's totally out of your control. So just kind of hang out and grin and bear it.
Yeah, Joe, that was one of the first things. I'm like, dang, what are they doing?
It's
like,
a long time.
That's a long time to wait. And that was the first thing that was popped in my head.
Yeah, it was a long wait. Unfortunately, the loss afterwards. Scott, let's talk about a lot of things going on with the team right now. We'll start with the good from last night and the season so far. Scott, Jesus Luzardo continues to stack these good starts together. It really feels like he's certainly healthy, and he looks like the guy he did a couple years ago, and that was against Dodgers last week and now the Braves this week. A couple good opponents there.
Yeah, no doubt. I didn't think he was necessarily as sharp last night, but I thought he really battled and I loved the acquisition at the time, and he's done nothing to dissuade me of that opinion. He's been fantastic so far. And I think the other really bright spot from last night was Jordan Romano, because he looked a whole lot more like you expect him to look. He looked like he was really letting it go. The velocity was there. Command was there. Slider had good bite. I mean, he really, to me, that was, he was a big question mark, I think, over his first few outings. So the fact that he pitched so well in his inning last night, I thought was also really encouraging.
Yeah, I did too. And the bullpen, you know, was pretty good last night, all things considered. Obviously, the game-winning home run against the bullpen, but they pitched enough that you feel like, all right, that was a pretty good night. Scott, let's talk about a couple things that aren't going as great right now, specifically Alec Bohm, who was dropped in the order last night. What do you make of where the Phillies are with Bohm? Because I thought they had to do what they did. Now, it didn't get him going last night. Maybe it will this weekend. But I thought it was the right move by Topper there, Scott, to take a little pressure off of him, get him out of the 3 or 4 spot. What's your thought on what they did last night and then where they're at with Bohm right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that Rob had sort of kicked around for a couple of days. I don't think he's necessarily having bad at bats. You know, he's swinging at strikes. It's not like he's chasing balls out of the zone or swinging at bad pitches. He has hit into a little bit of bad luck. Obviously, you know, if he's going to hit in the middle of the lineup 3 or 4, where he was. You're looking for production. And I think the most dramatic thing for me has been a lack of production, you know, when there's runners in scoring position, because that's a spot where Bohm has just thrived over the last few years. And I know people get on him, you know, they're like, oh, he's, you know, first, you know, the one pitch at bat and all this stuff. But, you know, he's hit well over 300 for his career when putting the first pitch in play. So it's an approach that's worked for him year after year after year. So I don't fault him for that necessarily, as long as he's swinging at good pitches, which I think generally he is. The four hole is a real issue right now. Because if you look at what the cleanup hitters have done for the Phillies, outside of the couple of games that Schwarber has hit fourth, it's been exact. I mean, it's been basically nothing. I think it's 2 for 36 now, two singles and one RBI. And that's obviously not going to get it done. And we saw last night, Brian Snitker, he's not going to mess around. He's going to put Bryce on, and teams are going to do that over and over and over again until somebody delivers in the four spot.
Scott, do you think at some point, I think I heard you guys last night talking about the numbers there. Like, if you take Schwarber's few at-bats in the four hole out, it's remarkably bad how bad the four spot has been behind Bryce Harper. Scott, do you think at some point, if this continues, Topper would consider more of a regular lineup with Turner 1, Harper 2, Schwarber 4, and then you try to figure out 3 just to have that Schwarber protection behind Harper a couple spots behind?
Maybe. I think it's possible, but, you know, I mean, he's going to keep trying different things to see if he can't get this offense started. You know, I mean, it may be just a weird coincidence, small sample, whatever, but, you know, a guy like Nick Castellanos, he was really swinging the bat well, and he was having good at-bats, and then last night happened, you know, when he's in the four hole, and he gets all these chances and can't deliver. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's not outside the realm of possibilities, what you're suggesting. But I don't know that he's there quite yet.
You know, Scott, I have a question for you because Taijuan Walker, the last two outs that he's been out there, looks pretty good. And I know we still got some time before Ranger comes back. But if that was to happen this weekend, say if Ranger was ready, what would you do? Would you put Ranger in the bullpen or would you put Taijuan in the bullpen? How would you handle that situation between those two?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when that day arrives, I think they'll have to make a decision. I would think Ranger would go back in the rotation. There's obviously people, you know, kind of dreaming on what things would look like, you know, come late in the season in October, and Andrew Painter's part of the mix. And I think it's a real long shot that Painter would be a bullpen piece, just because they're going to protect him. I think it would be much more likely that he remains in the rotation. You know, if he's successful and they feel like he's one of the best three or four starters, I think he would just stay there. I don't think they would tempt fate and use him out of the pen in a role he's never had. So in that regard, you know, Ranger seems like an obvious fit because he's done the bullpen thing before in his career. So, but I don't know. I tend to think Ranger will go in the rotation, and then Walker would slide back to the bullpen.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday. The Phillies leave Atlanta early this morning, whatever you want to call it. They're in St. Louis now for a series starting tonight against the Cardinals. All right, Scott, tonight is an Aaron Nola night, and I feel like his relative struggles the first couple starts have fallen on the radar compared to the other things that maybe people are a little worried about. What have you noticed with Nola so far? I didn't think he was bad last week against the Dodgers, but he did give up more home runs. I mean, the home run ball is always an issue with Aaron Nola. Last week, they happened to drop that game. What do you think after Nola's first two starts and where he is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's that far off, honestly. I don't think, you know, he didn't really have his great velo, and we've seen that from a couple of guys. You know, Wheeler didn't have his great velo last time, and maybe there's a little bit of a lull arm-wise, you know, kind of getting ramped up, cold weather, getting out of spring training, things like that. But I don't think, you know, I mean, I don't worry too much about Nola. Is he the same guy? Maybe he was a few years ago. No, but that doesn't mean he can't be, a really good middle of the rotation starter for you. So I'm not terribly concerned about it. I'm thankful he got out early last night and didn't have to, you know, land at 4 a.m. They flew him. It was kind of a last-minute decision, but once the weather was cropping up, they kind of convinced him and said, hey, why don't you go on to St. Louis and get a good night's rest? So he did just that. So hopefully he'll be a little fresher than the rest of us tonight.
Well, it'd be hard not to be, because that was certainly a long night. Scott, the bullpen overall last night, again, it was better. Unfortunately, Ross gave up the home run late. But what do you think is it, where a Topper might go to get some outs here beyond just the first few guys? Joe Ross had more leverage spots the last couple days. Do you think that could be the way? Maybe more Ruiz, because it feels to me like they have been in a lot of close games and they keep using the same three or four guys. It feels to me like they need someone else to kind of emerge as a leverage guy for them.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, Romano was down for a couple of days and trying to figure a few things out. And like I said before, it looks like he did last night. So that's really encouraging. But, you know, you're right. They used Carlos Hernandez coming out of the rain delay last night, a guy who hadn't pitched in almost 2 weeks. And, you know, I don't care how good your starting staff is, you still need to have a bullpen there that can back them up. And that means using, you know, in today's game, that means using everybody. So they're going to have to lean on the likes of Ruiz. And, you know, they feel like Strom's getting stronger, that they can possibly use him a little bit more. Banks was encouraging last night, getting through his inning. That was good. So I think you have to, you know, I know we focus in on the top two or three guys a lot in the bullpen, but you're going to have to use everybody. And I think they're in a spot right now. Early in the season, you know, there's no off days here for the next 10 days or so. Everybody's going to have to, you know, pull their weight and get their chances. But I definitely think Ruiz is a possibility for a little more leverage here going forward.
Scott, we appreciate, as always. Get a little rest if you need it, and we'll be listening
tonight.
Yeah, get
a lot of rest.
8:15 Eastern, first pitch, Phillies at Cardinals. Thank you, Scott.
All right, see you guys. Take care.
There you go. Scott Fransky, who had a long night. Man, getting in at 5 a.m., whew.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
That's a long night.
That's a long night, man.
So I was actually surprised that they kept playing last night.
I didn't think they were going to play.
Because it's one thing if they're in Colorado, they go there once, right? Like, mm-hmm. You got to have to kind of finish that game, otherwise you don't go back. They go back to Atlanta two more times this season.
I was thinking that. I was wondering if you could have made this game up, but I guess they said, you know what? We can get this game in.
So you could suspend the game and then pick it up where you were, right?
Yeah.
Before the next time they play. Now, I was wondering if someone had taken the lead, they could have just ended it, right? They could have called it a rain-shortened Phillies win 2-1 game, but it was 1-1. Like, the rain hit at the worst time for the rain delay. Did you have plans to try to make it through the night and then you fell asleep, or did you just say, I'm out?
I
thought I could make it.
I thought I was too, and then I just laid down.
Too old.
Yeah. And then you know how you look at your clock.
Yeah.
You look at the phone.
Yep.
And I thought it said Phillies won. And I was like, oh, I'm wearing my Phillies shirt today. I'm representing.
And they did not win. No, it didn't work. Yeah, I had plans. I was like, oh, they're going to restart 11:30. I'll finish this out. And then
Thursday hits different, though.
What does?
Thursday.
Well, we're at the end of the week now. Yeah. Kyle, do you have grand plans to make it?
Well, so, yeah, I was planning on staying up the entire time. I'm like, man, they said they're going to resume at what, 11:30? Yeah, they said, I'm like, I can make it to 11:30. It got to 11:30, and I was like, oh, that's right. Like, I'm washed. And it's not just said, making it to 11:30.
You got
to
make it the whole way.
It's making it the rest of the game.
Yeah.
So I set my sights on 11:30 when I really should have set my sights on like 12:30.
When I woke up and I saw it took another hour and a half to finish, I felt good. Like, I would have been disappointed if it ended like quickly, like within a half hour. I never would have made it to 1 a.m.
I'm That's, washed up, man.
Yeah, we're too old for that. 215-592-9494. That's up. And our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I haven't checked the Twitter poll today on this to see what people want when it comes to Abdul Carter. My guess, though, is people are being, are they afraid? Are they soft on this one? Are they being Hugh Douglas's? Are they being do-nothing Douglas's? Would you trade away the Eagles' entire draft to move up and get Abdul Carter? 64% said no?
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a win for you, I guess, Hugh.
Well, I'm not about to, you know, take a victory.
Well, you can if you want.
No, I mean it's not worth it.
I mean, you could say you made a good argument.
I feel like...
It's ridiculous.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's crazy like a fox.
See?
It is crazy like a fox. I give you that. But it's just like, I'm not, you know, I don't like to take
risks.
This
risk. Is not a victory
I'm
for
risk
you,
adverse.
You think there's a lot more you thought that would say yes?
It's a huge moral victory for us.
36% is not bad.
That's not bad at all for trading an entire draft.
For a player?
I ripped off on Kyle on two fronts. Kyle's a lot more petty than he used to be.
I actually thought this would be 80-20. I thought it'd be 80-20. You actually did a bad job.
And Twitter beef Kyle. I like Twitter. You used to Twitter beef Kyle?
Twitter fingers Quinn.
Twitter fingers Quinn. I like
Step
that guy.
Step away from the Twitter.
He did a good job, though. He did way better than me because he stepped away early from the Twitter beef.
Unlike you, who just...
Oh, I push all in.
In like a lion, out like a lamb, baby.
Yeah, I push us all the way in. I didn't, yeah. I might leave that because y'all don't want to see the beef. I be beefing.
Yeah, you're a beefer.
Yeah, I beef.
215-592-9494.
I do love Twitter fingers, Hugh.
Yeah, beef is what's for dinner.
He shows up every couple weeks and he does his thing. You good?
Yeah, because I don't know the boss might be listening. Yeah. I don't want to be too forthcoming.
This is one of my favorite Hughes. When he thinks he has to act different when Rod Lakin is literally in the building. When he's not here, he doesn't have the internet. Can't see anything Hughes doing.
Yeah, like he can't just look at the internet.
It doesn't matter if he's there or
he's living in the 19th century.
I know, it's nuts. All right, let's go to Steve in Newark. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, hi. Long time listener, first time caller.
We appreciate that. Steve, what's up?
Hey, thank you. Hey guys. So I heard this premise. I was driving around with my wife, and I'm like, that's crazy. You know, I agree with you. You know, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. And then I started thinking about it. Like, well, what team would even want to make this trade with the Eagles? You know, if you're Cleveland. If you look at the trade value chart, you know, the old Jim Johnson chart, Eagles have nowhere near enough capital here to make this trade.
Way you're saying it is, I haven't offered enough.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you're the Eagles, you'd say, sure, it's worth it. You know, we're going way above where we should be able to get to. If you look at the numbers, we should only be able to trade up to like number 14, not all the way up to number 2.
Well, Steve, that's part of, that was part of what I was saying earlier. Is people were, I think when the way I said it, the way people hear it, the reality is you're trading the whole draft. It sounds strong, but four of those picks are fifth round picks. They really have very little value.
No. So this is why you see teams have to trade. You know, you've mentioned several trades along the way here. You know, like Trey Lance or whatever. Mm-hmm. Teams have to trade multiple firsts.
Right.
You know, like future firsts and seconds to get enough value to move up that high.
So here's what we would need. Like, as you mentioned, the Browns and Giants are pretty dumb. Yeah. Maybe we can fleece them. They're pretty dumb teams. I mean, that would help.
Pretty dumb. Although my other thought was, why would you do it with the Giants? Because you don't want to give your divisional opponent, you know, that many extra chances to, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. But do we want to give them Abdul Carter? I mean.
Look, I'd love to have Abdul Carter on the Eagles. That would be awesome. I'd also love to have Micah Parsons go free agent next year and Eagles sign him. But, you know, that probably isn't going to happen either.
Not. No, you know, it's a good point to bring up with the trade value chart. How about that, Kyle? What we're offering is not even enough. We're getting a bargain here. And we got do nothing Douglas over here.
It's unbelievable.
Nuts.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles have like 1,100 points, and that Cleveland pick is worth 2,600. You know.
Seems to me like a bargain. Now I'm even more in. Steve,
for Eagles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. See, now we're getting a deal here. Steve, what's your meal for the Masters? What do you got?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty plain. I was thinking something like like a little sushi appetizer, and then I'm a steak and potatoes guy, so you know, filet, baked potato, salad, some nice homemade baked beans, and maybe a homemade blueberry pie.
I haven't had baked beans in a while.
Ooh, the homemade blueberry pie, that hits though. Steve, good phone call.
With like fresh whipped cream.
Yeah. Oh, now we're talking.
Blueberry.
I think people would like
blueberry pie.
Yeah, what's wrong with blueberry pie?
I'm not a fan. But
out,
I mean,
on blueberries?
Yeah, blueberry. Strawberry pie now.
I think more people would have blueberry pie than strawberry pie.
Mm.
I mean, I like strawberries, but
I might say something crazy. Out on both.
Are you not a pie person?
I love pie.
But I've got...
Well, hold on. Well, then what... I regret this. What
Dude,
pie?
Like an apple pie.
Apple pie. Yeah. Apple pie is a king pie.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a top pie.
Yeah. No, I don't do like that.
Are you in on pumpkin?
I'm on berries, I think.
Are you in on pumpkin?
No. God, no.
Oh, come on.
No.
Well, how many pies do you like then? Apple? You don't like berry pie. You don't like pumpkin pie. You just sound like an apple pie guy then.
Like meat pie?
No, that's not a pie.
Yes, it is.
Well, no, but when you talk pie, you're talking dessert.
Funny?
How old are you?
Listen, care to share? Care to share with the class?
No, don't ask me no questions that you don't want the answer to.
I do want the answer.
You're a talk show host. Nah. You got something to say, you got to say it.
Nah, this might be in trouble.
You've been doing this a lot more lately.
I know. He thinks this is funny.
He's got a little
secret.
No,
it's a self-edit. Listen, I look at it like this.
What's your favorite
pie? I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But I think that people have been listening to this show long enough to know when I just start randomly laughing about things that come out of your mouth, they probably know where I'm going.
Because
I'm childish.
I'm immature.
Very immature. 53-year-old immature ass working on the radio. Yeah, every day.
I think the blueberry pie with the homemade whipped cream sounds good. I mean, I think that was a good meal he presented there with the sushi.
What is meat pie? What is it, like beef?
It's like minced meat.
Okay.
But it's not a dessert pie. It's more of a meal.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
It's not a dessert pie. It's meat.
Well, I know, but when we were talking, he was referencing a dessert. Like, no one's going to say, I want chicken pot pie for
dessert.
Well,
you asked me what kind of pies I like.
I know, but I think there's a separate category for savory pie.
It's called pie.
Savory pie is crazy.
Savory pie
delicious.
Is a whole... It's a whole different ball game than the dessert pie.
I'd rather eat a savory pie than a dessert. I'm more of a savory over sweet guy. Regardless.
I could tell. Yeah, you usually like, say no to desserts when they're around here.
Savory pie?
Yeah.
Are you, going to be all right over there? You're not.
What are you, 12?
Man, we've lost you for the day. He's gone.
Slather Vaseline on me.
We're just trying to have an adult conversation about pie.
That's just so hard sometimes on a Friday.
I think I know where your head's at.
Now. What are you talking about?
And it's very, we should
childish.
Move away as quickly as possible.
It's ridiculous. Let's go to Terrence this review. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
Took you long enough.
Terrence, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I'm going to touch on the Phils. I feel like even in that rain delay, I feel like we still ain't have no energy. Like, we let the lowly Braves beat us in the series. And, like, I feel like right now, Schwarber is our best player by far. And to me, Harper's hurt. I love Harper. But I feel like so far this season has been kind of mediocre to start off the season. Like, you know, he's kind of eh. You know, I feel like he got to pick up his pace and his energy also. So right now in the Phillies, I feel like going into St. Louis, I hope that rain delay, you know, they hope they're not tired going into St. Louis and, you know, I'm going there and get beat down by the Cardinals. So I hope that don't factor into this. But I feel like right now Schwarber is by far the best player on this team.
Terrence, he has been. Yeah, and as far as Harper goes, I think that's probably a fair way to put it. He hasn't been bad. He hasn't been great. He got that home run 2 nights ago was huge. He had the home run in Washington. But I'd say for the most part, it's been okay so far. Like, not his best. I think part of it, though, Terrence, is teams are not pitching him right now. He got walked 3 times last night. The teams don't want to give in to him. So I hope he doesn't get frustrated and start chasing, because it might continue here where they don't want to pitch to him.
Yeah, but that's where Cassie and the other guys got to pick it up.
Yep.
0-for-5, man. It's not cutting. Like, what are we doing here? Like, we talk all this talk. We had the season before this where our bats going cold. I feel like, to tell you the truth, I feel like our bats really ain't been all that hot this season, to start off the season.
No, they haven't. I mean, I think they've had some run-scoring explosion days, but not, like, consistently great, no.
Nah. Well, let's get down to business. Look, I want Carter. Let's bring him over here.
See, now we're talking. Chestnut checkers. Hughes playing checkers today.
Let's play some chess here. Howie already let half the defense go, Joe. And to me, the ball's in Howie's court. Howie told us to have patience, right? So I feel like us repeating, it's going to rely on Howie Roseman, because he's the one that let all these guys go. And we're going to see what he does in the draft and, you know, before the season and all that. But this repeat thing, I heard Jeffrey Lurie talk about he's even hungrier. Well, you got to talk to your boy. Talk to Howie. You know, he got hit with that soda can during the parade. He let half the defense go. Talk to your boy. You can't just say you're hungry for another championship and half your defense is gone. Like, what are we talking about? Jeffrey Lurie, we're like, what are we talking about, really? Like, if you're hungry, we got to get this defense resolved, because right now we have four of the starters on here. We left like seven guys on defense.
I mean, we're thin. I mean, when I looked at the depth chart the other day, they didn't even have a backup to Moro Ojomo, who was a backup last year.
Like,
we're thin.
Go get a star. Go get Carter, man. Like, we need somebody on the edge, because we don't know how these other guys are going to produce with Jalen Carter. You know, Milton Williams and Sweat been here for a while. Sweat was a veteran.
Yep.
Milton was a veteran. These other guys, they've been in that role before, so we don't know how they're going to produce. And it might put more pressure on Carter. It might let Carter, you know, to work harder for what he does. And to me, I think he should bring Carter over here. We're like, what are we doing? We're playing chess, Joe.
We need chess, not checkers, Douglas, over here. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? What's your meal at the Master?
I heard my man say the tiny buffet, but I was going to say all-you-can-eat buffet with some brisket, some steak. You got a variety of meat, some ribs, some baby back ribs. You got your cauliflower with the cheese crusted on top.
Ooh, now we're talking.
You got some mashed potatoes.
Yep.
You know, you got some lobster. We even got some vegan for you, Joe.
This is great stuff. Plate. Well, I'm a cauliflower guy. Terrence, I like this one. All right, the all-you-can-eat buffet.
For dessert, we're going to go with strawberry cake, chocolate cake. Coconut
different cakes.
Different cakes.
Variety.
Yeah.
A plethora.
A plethora of cakes.
A plethora, baby.
I like it, Terrence. All right, Terrence has got the all-you-can-eat buffet there. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, your phone calls on all this. Abdul Carter, would you trade the entire Eagles draft? We had a very smart caller a few minutes ago tell us that by the trade value chart, it's actually a steal for the Eagles. So all the people out there say, it's too much. That's not too much.
Yeah.
Not too much. It's actually a steal. You're getting a bargain to move up to number two or three to go get Abdul Carter. Would you do it? Would you trade the entire Eagles draft for Abdul Carter? I think the Eagles should make the call and try to do this. Put a blue chipper next to Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith and Quinyon and Cooper. I mean, now we're talking there. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up as well on the other side. We talked yesterday about TJ Watt potentially being available for a trade after a cryptic Instagram post.
Cryptic.
And we speculated on air about the cost to trade for him. Well, wait till you hear this suggestion next. Came up on Pittsburgh radio yesterday. We may have overshot how much it would take to actually land TJ Watt. We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. It is a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.